a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. There was an increase of 468 new COVID cases in Utah since yesterday. The Utah Department of Health reports 13 new deaths, but 12 of those occurred before yesterday. Over 13,000 people have been vaccinated in the last 24 hours. Enhanced unemployment benefits are coming to an end in Utah. Governor Spencer Cox says the state will discontinue federal benefits tied to the pandemic in late June, but some job seekers say this is going to cause a lot more stress. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The governor says this decision was based on job growth and low unemployment numbers. State officials say roughly 28,000 Utahns are collecting these enhanced benefits, even though there are 50,000 open jobs on the Department of Workforce Services website. However, some people who collect this money say finding a job is not as easy as the government wants to believe, and that plenty of people are still struggling even with these enhanced benefits.
State officials say other programs like rental relief will keep going. Dozens of teachers in the Granite School District are getting big bonus checks. $5,000 checks went out to three teachers at Rolling Meadows Elementary. Spokesperson Ben Horsley was there.
It serves kind of as a retention and as an attraction to get some of our best teachers in our most needy schools.
The legislature created the bonus pay for teachers statewide. Districts have to match the money. It recognizes teachers at high poverty schools. Next year, the bonus will be expanded to $7,000. Even as the CDC considers procedures to allow kids ages 12 to 15 to be vaccinated against COVID, some Utah teens are dealing with the long-term effects of the virus. KSL-TV's Alex Cabrero spoke with one teenaged long hauler.
After a big soccer match, Alicia Rich couldn't wait to get home and tell her mother about it.
Like all I do with my life.
Only she didn't play. Her doctors want to study her EKG more.
They say I can do 50%, but I can't even do that. I'm just like physically, so.
Rich had COVID in February and beat it, but still can't taste or smell, has a constant ringing in her ears, and feels a sharp pain in her chest anytime she runs or exercises.
Alicia's family say they are not sure if they will get her vaccinated. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.